Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
In California, motorcycle riders can head out on the highway and ride between vehicles in traffic. It's called lane splitting, and it's very common, especially when the freeways are jammed with traffic, as they often are. The practice is outlawed in every other state, and while some car drivers say it's dangerous, a new study says it is not that dangerous. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, looked at thousands of accident reports and found that motorcycle lane splitting is no more dangerous than riding a motorcycle in a marked lane. Still, some people who drive cars are not convinced. This woman spoke to NBC Channel 7 in San Diego.
You're really just looking to become a roadkill if you're doing it.
Motorcycle riders are praising the study. A guy who calls himself New York Mike owns San Diego Harley-Davidson.
We don't like to do it, but I'd rather do that than sit in traffic and take a chance that, you know, some car five cars back hits the car in front of him or her, and then we eventually get hit, tagged, and knocked off and hurt.
The study did find lane splitters are less likely to be rear-ended, but more likely to rear-end others. And it said that lane splitting does become more dangerous if the motorcycle is traveling 10 miles or more faster than the other traffic. The California Highway Patrol will review the new data as it works on its new guidelines for lane splitting.
And we now have a new phrase that some of us didn't know, lane splitting.